that was a really good message, Carter. I know every one of us, if we're honest, can say we've been guilty of the same thing. And by not believing his word, we're calling him a liar. And it's time we stop doing that. Start believing him and doing exactly what he says and believing everything he says in his word. Which brings me to 41 years ago, I was given my first King James Version of the Bible. And it was given to me by Davy. And in the opening in that, he had written 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I have held on to that for 41 years. It says, study to show thyself approved. What's it take to study? What is studying? It's digging deeper. It's looking deeply into whatever you're studying. And we should be studying the Word of God every day. My voice disappeared there. I require, basically, the women that I disciple to read their scriptures every day. That's not the same as studying, but I have found you start your day with prayer and reading the word, your day goes a lot smoother. If you leave one of those steps out, sometimes you have a really rough day. But studying means to look deeply into it. We've been taught over the years that there's many levels to the word of God. Nothing contradicts, it just adds to it and gives it more deeper meaning. So a lot of times I sit there with concordance because sometimes we don't understand the Elizabethan words. One example is 1 Corinthians 13, which people call the love chapter. The word used for love in that is charity. To us, charity means helping someone else in need. In that chapter, it means agape love. That's God's love. That's a love of decision. Unless you did study of that, you wouldn't know that that's what it meant. So I use the concordance a lot to check meanings of words. A lot of times I know what they really do mean, and sometimes I'm surprised. But I know that in 2 Timothy 3:16 it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It says all scripture. When this was written, all they had was the Old Testament, or what we call the Old Testament. They didn't have the New Testament yet. So I know people that spend their whole lives just reading the New Testament, but they miss so much by not reading the Old, because Jesus is all through that. There's so many lessons you can learn by spending time in the Old Testament and studying it, not just doing a superficial reading of it, but studying it. God has so much for us in this word, and this is how we know who Jesus is. This is how we know what his promises are. This is how we know what he did for us. And this is how we know what we can do to serve him. So you need to spend time in the word. And in Romans 15:4, going to get to it here. Of course, I went right by it. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. That's where your hope comes from. And if we have patience, if we through patience and comfort of the scriptures, that's what we should be receiving from the scriptures every time we read it, every time we study it. It was all written for our learning. You got to spend time in the Word every day. And I know when I first came to the Lord and I was given that King James Bible, which I still have in storage, but I still have that Bible. And I look back now and laugh because, let's face it, you've all heard my testimony. I did not like Davy. I thought a lot of bad things about him. And a lot of those words you shouldn't say in church. But when he preached, I went to the Word. And I checked out everything he taught. I wanted to find some way to prove him wrong. So I did a lot of studying in the very beginning. And I found out, whatever he taught, he was right. And that didn't make me happy at the time. But praise the Lord, I kept striving to learn the Word so I could actually come against him. But praise the Lord, that never happened. But I spent the time studying. I spent the time reading. And I can't encourage you enough to always get in the Word. Because Jesus, as Carter said, is not a liar. And everything in this book is true. Or anything in the 66 books is true. So don't think that you can move on in the Lord and become what he wants you to become without spending time in the Word. I was planning to go into another scripture also today, but I don't think we have time for that. And maybe I'll do that next time I come up here. But read the Word. Study the Word. If you don't understand a meaning of a word, look it up. Pray and ask the Lord to show you the practical applications. Show you how to use that word. Show you how to stand in that word. And study. Don't not study the Word. Yes, reading it, just reading it, it feeds your spirit. It gets that word in you that you can call upon it when you need it. Studying also gives you a deeper knowledge and a deeper love of Jesus because you see what he did and what he still does in our lives. So keep reading. Don't quit. Make that part of every single day. And you blessed by it. It will grow. Keep your eyes on him and learn all you can about him. And that the only way to do that is by his word.